Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. So happy to be here with you today. And on the show, we have Tarot by Janine. She is the tarot card reader who was mentioned in Paul Elder's book, and he was on the show a couple months ago. So Janine is a gifted tarot reader, psychic counselor, artist, and intuitive healer. Since 1991, she's been reading tarot professionally and teaching related classes and workshops in Calgary, Alberta. Janine has built a following of tarot enthusiasts and clientele from all walks of life and varied cultural and spiritual backgrounds with her dynamic personal style, enthusiasm, and her candid approach. And I'm going to talk to Janine a little bit about her background before we get started. She is going to be doing live mini readings on the air. So if you would like a reading, you can give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Hi, Janine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Really good.
Awesome.
Really good.
Well, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yay. So I'm curious about how you got started back in tarot, and also I'd love to hear a little bit about your study with the Haida Elder and the Queen Charlotte Islands.
Okay. I was a bit of an odd child. I used to go way back. I was a bit of an odd child, and I played with my mother believed to be invisible friends, but I believe they were spirit energy, because I actually lived close to a graveyard as a little girl, and I played in the graveyard, so I'm going way back here, and I remember being really comfortable in a graveyard, which most people aren't, I don't think, and bringing home with me, I would always find this, this might sound creepy, but I'd always find the small grave sites and feel who I was sitting with, and I would sit by the gravesite of children in the graveyard, and they would follow me home. I'd make friends with them, and they'd follow me home, and I'd know their history, and to me it seemed really normal, and I would be playing in the backyard with these what my mother thought was invisible friends, but to me it was like I'm talking to real energies. And so that was just the beginning of kind of me knowing. I kind of got the idea, maybe I'm a little different than some other kids, you know? I just had that inkling that maybe this isn't normal or what everybody else feels. And as I grew up, I kind of pushed that part of myself or maybe repressed that part of my knowing, sort of otherworldly knowing, and, had a pretty typical upbringing, a wonderful big family. And ended up in Calgary at about 17. I went to art college, and I met a wonderful friend named Heidi Hillman, who dragged me actually to a tarot class at maybe around age 22, it might have been, maybe 23 I was. And I ended up studying tarot, and it was really against my will at first because it was more my friend Heidi's idea. But she, insisted on, we had to go to this tarot class, and I ended up just loving it. I got obsessed with it, and the instructor was Connie Leonard. She was like a 35-year veteran of tarot in Calgary, and really has quite disappeared, unfortunately. I haven't been able to track her down for years, but she was an incredibly gifted reader, and I studied with her for about 2 years off and on. So I would take her beginner. She only offered a beginner tarot class, but I would take it over and over. I probably took it 4 times. I don't remember exactly. It could have been 4 or 5 times. And my friend Heidi and I obsessed about tarot. You need a tarot buddy to get really good at it. So we would read till 4 and 5 in the morning together. And then we started to study astrology, numerology. The whole time I was bartending and waitressing, obviously to pay bills. So I didn't really start charging for it probably for 6 years after studying it, maybe at age 22. So by the time I was, you know, maybe 26 or 7, now I'm charging for it, or trading lunch or like that. You have to get really confident as a reader to feel like, okay, I can charge for this now. So that was kind of my humble beginnings in tarot.
Awesome. Well, and now you do predictive work. I'm reading on your website here that you're renowned for your accuracy in predicting outcomes and infamous for intuiting romantic potentials.
That's my favorite part. Yeah. It's really difficult to work with romantic situations because you're dealing with two ego beings, obviously souls with egos, right? And there's two different people involved. So when we're reading one of the people who's maybe loves someone else or cares for someone or wishes to be in a relationship with someone else, it can be difficult because you're picking up on what the most probable outcome is going to be based on how they generally respond to things. But at any time, one of those two egos can get scared, even if the soul's willing and the heart's willing, the egos can run. We can be sitting face-to-face with our soulmate, and yes, the cards will predict you're meeting someone who is like a soul-connected other, maybe somebody you've known in other lifetimes, someone that has this deep rapport with you, but the ego part of that person can run away from something that maybe they're not ready to embark on something that deep. You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen. So reading love life is very tricky, and I don't know if other readers experience this, but I experience that as one of the trickiest things to read because you are working with, you know, there's a lot of fear around romance and getting deeply opened up by someone. It doesn't always mean, oh, equals, you know, I'm into this. It usually equals, okay, I'm scared and I'm closing down and running away. You know, so that the reader will pick up on this will come into your life and you're going to feel like this about it, but it doesn't always mean happily ever after. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Janine, I'm curious, are you interested in doing romantic readings today or does that take quite a long time? How long does an average reading take?
I'm pretty direct. And I do even half-hour readings. I know a lot of readers don't, they prefer to stay with an hour anyway, or sometimes even longer, but I'm actually really direct, and I've done parties where I'm even doing like 5 and 10 minute readings, as long as there's like a specific question. So if today we had like a real specific question, if someone got real direct about their question, then it helps the reader just zoom in on what's going on and uses our abilities a little more accurately. If you just get really vague with the question, obviously it's going to take a little more time to zoom in on what the person really wants to know. So to me, it's like if we were doing short readings, I can accurately look at short readings, but they need to be really specific. If the person gets really, okay, what's happening with between me and this person romantically? That's all I need to know, and then I can go from there. Or what's happening between me and some job situation? I applied for a job. How does that look? Right? And then if they think about that question, I can pick that up. That's how I'd work with short questions.
Awesome. And so you did some study with a Haida elder in the Queen Charlotte Islands for First Nations. Was that healing?
Actually, I was studying Native medicine, I would call it.
Okay.
And yeah, I was studying with a Haida elder. And I arrived on the Queen Charlotte Islands in 91 with a 6-month-old daughter. And found a shack on the beach and was living. Well, first of all, I lived in a tent until finally someone rented me one of their little cabins on the beach. And I was bringing my daughter up there, and I did run into this Haida elder, and he told me that he had been waiting for me. Apparently, been told about me. He's a very psychic man, actually, and he said he'd been told about me. You know, spiritually, that I was coming, and that I'd been a Haida in past lives. This lifetime, I'm actually part Native. In our family background, we have Kootenai, and I believe even some Cree back there somewhere, where, like, my father might be called a Métis. He doesn't officially call himself that, but that was, that, you know, if you look in the background, that's what you would call him. anyway, this Haida elder asked me to study with him. So it was quite an honor. He was from the Raven Clan in the north of the North Beach in the Haida Gwaii. And it turns out I had relatives, which I didn't even know about. So my family, the Morajos, had actually, and we're the Kootenai Morajos, had married into a big Haida family of the Raven Clan. So it was really even spiritual coincidence, I guess you could call it, that I ended up in the Haida Gwaii with a daughter named Raven when she was 6 months old, and there I was studying with a Raven Clan Haida elder. It was all quite fascinating. And I would call it medicine training. So we were studying really how the native people psychically divine, really. So they don't use tarot cards or pendulums, or they divine from nature. So I was spending a lot of time out in nature, understanding how nature talks. So when you have a question, you go out in nature and you let it reflect back. So you understanding how to see differently is really what I would describe it as.
Awesome. So I'm wondering, Janine, does your Haida training help you? Are you able to be kind of a medical intuitive through your tarot readings, or how does that work?
I wouldn't say medical intuitive is one of my fortes. I would say it's more, it helped me understand psychologically people better. So understanding what psychological things are in place that might have created a medical condition type of thing. So I can usually get to a deeper place that might have created a physical state that's going on. So it takes it a little further back to what disturbance or dis-ease may be created, something that's going on now, it's manifesting as a physical ailment. That I think it helps me there.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, if you have a specific question for Janine, she can do a mini tarot card reading on you. So if you have a question about a romantic relationship, a job, what other topics do you typically cover, Janine?
Oh, everything. Like what's my bigger spiritual path? Am I doing the right thing in some particular situation? Like, we go everywhere from, you know, do I have a past life connection with this person? And then you just need to, give us a feel for the person, either a birth sign. You don't have to say a name if you don't want to. Like, just understanding relationships between things that are going on in someone's life and themselves. That's a really, we cover everything. I even do things like, should I buy this house? I'm thinking about buying. Tarot can be very accurate about really literal things, and it can go all the way deeply into past lives, and it's a fascinating tool. It can go either direction in time, even into future lives. Obviously, a lot of people don't ask questions like that because, we're more in the here and now. But I have had questions about future lives, and tarot is fascinating. Of course, we don't know how accurate it is because, we're not in those lives yet, but yeah, it's a fascinating tool, so it can go all over.
Wow, cool. So if you have a specific question to ask, give us a call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. It's time for a break. We'll be back with more synchronicity and more Tarot by Janine. That's her website, tarotbyjanine.com. All the words are separated by hyphens, so check out her website if you'd like more information there as well. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You may also be listening online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you. I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
1-866-662-8300.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we have Janine Morigo. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Morigo.
Yep. Janine Morigo, and you can find her online at tarotbyjanine.com, and all the words are separated by hyphens. We have a couple callers on the line already, so are you ready to take a call?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Looks like we lost them. Sorry. Okay, sounds like we lost that person, but you can try calling back. Again, the number is 604-822-2487. And hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Wonderful. What's your question for Janine?
My very small company has become the subject of a very large buyout, and that conversation is going to happen in about 40 minutes. Can you tell me what you think about that?
Okay. I'm just laying out the cards here.
All right, so as she's laying out the cards, how many cards do you lay out usually, Janine?
Well, this particular question is really direct like that. I use what's called a Kachina knife, which is seven.
Seven cards.
Yeah, and it's very direct. It's like the left side is going to be the quarant or the person asking the question, and then the right hand is he's asking about a company, so it refers to that, the company, and sort of what's going on around the company that's potentially being sold, or the buyout, as he called it. And then there's a past situation that evolved that sort of created what's going on right now, and the near future. It does look like there's papers going to be signed here and legalities in the outcome. So right away when I see that, it looks like it does seem to be sold. Was the question that direct? Did you want to know that? Because it feels like it does happen, if that's what he's wondering. And it feels like August to me, that everything gets finalized.
So, caller, are you wondering about your position in the company? Or
No, I was more concerned with the merger of these two companies. They seem to fit together, but like anything like this, it's big, it's messy, it's financial. And, for any good reasons,
it could
fail.
Caller.
And the attempt, and so I just didn't know how that was going to play out.
Yeah, it does look like it's to the benefit of the caller, if that's what he's wondering. And over an 8-month period, things would get like, and obviously these kind of things take time to adjust to, but it feels like it would be to the financial benefit of certainly himself and possibly his entire company. To me, it looks like. If he really just accepts and opens up to it, it's like really a good thing. Sometimes these things are not, they're viewed as scary or potentially endangering.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Yeah, but it looks really good.
Awesome. Does that answer your question, caller?
Absolutely. Thank you very
Wonderful.
Much.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Bye.
Great. So we have another caller calling in. Hi, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. What's Hi. Your question for Janine?
Okay. I want to know if I am on the right spiritual path, and part of it is moving to Arizona, and if that's going to be the best place for myself and my family to move to. Is that enough information?
Yep. What's your birth sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio.
So as she's laying out the cards, are you calling from Vancouver or are you calling from in the States?
From Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you're listening online?
I am.
Can I be frank?
Yeah. Absolutely, please.
That's one of my something I'm known for. You're a very old soul caller.
Uh-huh.
Very old
that.
Soul and quite psychic yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right? Are you doing healing work?
I just started to think about that, actually,
okay.
And do a little bit.
I'm going to say you're going to do energy balancing in the future.
Mm.
Yeah, and I would say at first it's going to be, it's like you're kind of winging it moving to Arizona. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it's just on a wing and a prayer here. But I actually get, at first, it may be sort of hard to find the community. It seems like you're coming from a really tight-knit community as it is. Is that true?
Yeah, but it hasn't felt like home, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have relatives where you are now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because there does feel like family, at least, but a family isn't always the comfort zone, right?
Right.
Sometimes
right,
we're looking
exactly.
more for our spiritual family.
Right.
And I
exactly.
feel like it is a good move for you, especially in regards to your healing work and your personal soul being self, so that must be a good spiritual place for you. But I do get it's going to take quite an adjustment for the whole rest of the family.
Okay.
Do they have reasons to go there as well?
Not so much.
Yeah. I do get everybody ends up fitting in, but it's going to be an adjustment, I'll tell you that. It might even take half a year for everybody to find what they're doing there. But for you, it looks really clearly like you were called there.
Yeah, that's how I've been feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, and I get you end up in energy healing, somehow balancing people's energy. So I don't know how, like there's so many ways you could do that. I don't know exactly how, but I feel like you're finding a teacher there. But the teacher doesn't come, don't be surprised if it takes at least 6 months to 8 months to find the teacher.
Okay.
The right one for you.
And really, anything?
The teacher's only going to tap you into the teacher you are. Because you're very advanced in this already from other lifetimes.
Okay.
Yeah, and do you write?
Yeah, I've been curious about that too a lot lately.
Yeah, you're getting channeled information, and you seem a little stressed about what to do with it.
And I don't, and what'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
Are you stressing about what to do with information coming?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because I get you're going to end, like by February, you're getting a lot of channeled information.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to need to find someone to help you or for you find a way yourself to journal it and or write it down because eventually it wants to be a book.
Yeah. Wow, that's so right on. I feel that.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. Do you see money being in the picture? I guess that's been my concern, of course.
You really need to learn to trust. The things you're doing will eventually give you abundance, but you really need to trust. It's almost like a part of you is afraid of abundance.
Huh.
So kind of working on, like, and that might sound funny, but lots of people are from other lifetimes abusing it. It's like just trust that what you need will always come to you. You have that. You've built that up. You don't have the karma that says you need to be broke. You have the kind of karma that says if you learn to trust again and let it come, it will come just when you need it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't fight yourself on that one. It's almost like on one hand you really want it, and on the other hand there's some odd unconscious guilt around it.
Huh, okay.
Just open up to it.
Okay.
And when you're doing your healing work, don't forget to charge appropriately.
Okay.
Don't be shy about that.
Okay.
Okay?
This is great. Wow, this is wonderful. Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
That was awesome.
Have a good day.
Uh-huh. You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. We're speaking with Janine from tarotbyjanine.com. She is the tarot card reader who was mentioned in Paul Elder's book, Eyes of an Angel, because he was so baffled by the accuracy of his reading that he had to write about her in his book. And so I Googled her right away and got her on the show for you. So if you want a mini reading, give us a call, 604-822-2487. So Janine, I'm curious, when you talk about this past caller we just had, you mentioned that her karma isn't that she needs to be broke in this lifetime. So what happens if someone does have a karma like that? Can they do anything to fix it?
Well, I think that's a big kind of a big spiritual quandary, and a lot of people have different opinions about that. So I'm not going to pretend I know about exactly how that works, but how I feel it works, and how I've seen it in my clientele's lives over the 20 years I've been reading my clientele. The way I would see that was they would have to learn to love themselves completely enough to let go of the karmic lessons, which is that takes a lot of evolution and a lot of spiritual work, and very few of us get to that place. So I think to release a karmic sort of lesson, we would have to really basically focus only on self-love and giving up all, even the idea of karma. We'd have to actually let go of feeling like we needed to do that lesson in the first place, that we loved ourselves, and we sort of skipped that somehow. And I don't know, that takes a lot of spiritual work, and I frankly haven't met anyone who's actually been able to do that I know personally. But that's what they say it takes, to let go of a karmic lesson, because it's in your birth chart, it's sort of built into your energy, so it's a very hard for a human to get that spiritually in touch within a lifetime. I mean, I know it can be done, though.
Awesome. Okay, well, we have a caller on the line, but it's just about time for a break. So I'm going to take a break first, and then we'll bring this caller up. Are you ready to take another reading?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, so we'll be back with more synchronicity and more tarot by Janine in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and I'm very excited that we have Janine on the show, Tarot by Janine.com. All the words are separated by hyphens. If you want to look her up online, she does do readings and workshops. She's based out of Calgary, Alberta, but I'm sure that you can contact her to do a phone reading if you would like. We'll talk more about that coming up. We have another caller on the line, and he is patiently waiting, so I'm going to bring him up. Hi, caller.
Hi there. I have a question for you. The last 5 years of my business have been the best ever. The last 8 months have been the worst ever. I'm trying to rebuild, and I'm not getting any younger, so I'm wanting to find out if I'm going to be okay.
Okay. Just having a look here. Do you have a business partner?
Do I have a... No, just me.
No. And is that remotely in your mind something to do?
I'm sorry. It's so hard to hear you for some reason.
Would that be something you'd be interested in?
Yes.
Like taking on a partner?
No, I don't think so. Not the nature of what I do.
Okay. Because I'm getting someone aligns with you somehow. So that might even be an investor. I'm not sure. And but it comes up like a business partner to me, or someone that you can really count on that is financially helping out here. And it feels like that person comes right up. Like I would even say by October, you're going to know what I'm talking about. I get there's a really big swing by October. You need to be patient right now. This is a very temporary situation, and you're getting back to even an unpredictable swing upward here in your life financially. Really, the idea right now is not to fall into fear, and assume that the last 8 months is going to be, the status quo. I see that even in your, by 2010, the end of 2010, you could be completely at the other end of the spectrum and feeling like this was one of your best years. 2010.
That's good news.
So there's really unexpected changes around you. Part of it has to do with an unexpected someone investing and or some money's coming out from a third party. So I don't know if that's taking on a partner. Like I said, it didn't sound like that was the way. But I'll just put it out there that there's another person aligning somehow and bringing some monies. And it feels like it. You might have wished for something like this to happen because how the cards read is something you've wished for in the past that you even might have forgot you wished for comes now to your aid here by October and turns everything around.
Well, that's great news. So as a matter of fact, I have a phone call with someone at 10 o'clock today who could be that investor, came out of the blue.
Right. Yeah, I just get there's a wonderful turnaround. So you need to be, there's patience here and trusting. Like, just because the last 8 months have been a little tough, just trust. We had really bad alignments astrologically with the year of the ox as well, the year of the ox just passed, and now we're in the year of the tiger, and your 8 months is really could be even explained astrologically. Most people experienced some of the worst year of their life in 2009, or at least part of that year, so don't take it personally, and continue to trust in what you've built here. Don't get fearful, because I get a real big turnaround, and even big surprises coming to the positive.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It resonates for me.
Good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Wonderful. So if you would like to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And Janine, I'm curious, when you do one session right after the other, one question after the other, does it get difficult? Does it get cloudy with all these energies coming in?
You know what? Funny, maybe. This is my really meant to be my life work, because I get better as the day goes on, and the more I do, I get far more psychic. So no, not at all. And I'm, you know, people say when you do a big party, I do big parties up to like 16 people all sitting in a circle, and I'll go around one at a time and do about a 5 to 7 minute reading. I love parties. I don't know, I'm a bit of a ham maybe. And I can have a good sense of humor at a party. I can have a lot of fun. I try to keep it a little lighter at parties, and I don't get in, like if something looks really personal, I'll tread lightly and maybe even pull the person aside later and say, maybe you need a half hour or an hour reading with me personally. We didn't want to get into that, but I'll keep it light at parties. But I don't get confused with the energies. Like some readers complain that too many energies in a room, but it's not the case for me. I'm quite focused on the person at a time. So that's not the case for me at all. I feel like I get more excited about it as I do, the more I do.
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah, it is interesting.
So it sounds like the opposite of what a lot of people experience. Well, Janine, before we have another person call in, can I ask a question?
Oh, certainly.
Okay. Well, I'm doing this show, Namaste Radio, and I'm also co-hosting a show with a channel from the angelic realm. And I'm just kind of wondering what you see for the show as far as development. Like, I'd like the show to expand, I'd like to increase my financial abundance, and I'd like to be able to do that through my work in radio, because I really love doing this show, and I'm just wondering what you see in that arena.
Okay. You do love it, I can see that. But something's really, there's a lot of confusion around you right now. Do you have a big crossroads? Like choosing kind of where to put your energies directly?
Well, I have been looking for a new place to live, and that's been conflicting because I like where I live, but I need my own space, and rents are high. So there's a lot of conflicting emotions there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like that might be just interfering with, because the business things around you look really exciting. I even get here right away some kind of it might already be present, some kind of an offer of in a warmer place, or like I know Vancouver's warm, but sunnier. Is there a West Coast or a sunnier place you're being asked to host a radio program or even like something on TV?
Not yet.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is things get really big for you. You need to get settled in your home and or what feels like a home, because I do see like that sort of there's this upset energy around you. But as far as career goes, you're about to hear about something that is like an offer. It looks like an offer to me, and it feels like it's coming right up. I would even say between now and June. And it seems to me you may have to actually travel to go do this, and or I don't know how it works with radio. Maybe they Skype you there. I don't know how it works, but it feels like it's somewhere warmer, and I'm thinking into the United States. Would you be open to that?
I would if we could get the visas and all that sorted out. Things like administrative things like that get me stressed out. But the show that I co-host, Illuminating Souls, I host that from home here in Vancouver, but the channel, Laurel Bleeden Maffei, lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
So could that be it, or does it seem like it's something else?
Yeah, there's something coming up 7 months from now that has something to do with the West Coast of the United States, and it's sunny and warm. Well, that sounds like California to me. But it is by water as well. I know you're by water now, but this is by water as well, but it's warmer, sunnier. And I'm going to say more into the States. Would they actually ask you to come down there? Is that a possibility? Does that ever happen?
Well, probably not for what I'm doing now, but I mean, anything's a possibility, I guess.
Yeah, because I don't know if it has to do. I think it's something very creative. It's somebody's got a creative idea, and they think of you. And they're like, okay, she'd be good for that. And then you hear from them, and it may involve traveling and or being there for a period of time. That's what I get. And it does seem like it's a lot warmer and sunnier than where you are. And it's still on the coast, though, and it's on the west.
Wow. Sounds very exciting.
Yeah, but I do, as far as your career, that is, we got a really big, in the next 6 years, I feel like huge things happening around your career. It's going to be quantum leaping. Like even feeling like you've gotten to a plateau by that six-year point that you've visualized, and you're going to have a new vision, because you get there within 6 years. Now you're going to have to recreate what is your big vision. So career stuff's great. Do you want to ask more about home situation?
Well, before we ask about home, when you say career, so definitely we're talking this career that I'm path that I'm on, because I do tend to like, oh, I want to be a radio host this week, and oh, now I want to be, maybe I'll go to school to be a teacher, or, you know, like I kind of get unfocused.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What I get's in the media, and I think it goes bigger. Was there a wish that was beyond radio that involved the media?
Yeah, I would love to do television.
Yeah, see, I'm getting it's bigger than and I love radio, so I'm not dissing radio by any means. But I'm saying it's media, and it gives you more exposure than radio. So that sounds like TV. It's a possibility. Now, this is funny, but I also get writing for you. Is that a possibility, or do you sing? Do you public? I mean, you public speak, obviously, but is there a voice in you as well?
I do sing. I do sing, and I used to write when I was a kid, and it's another one of those, because you have to focus, and I've been, over the last few years, really scattered in my focus.
Okay. Well, I get that'll change as well. Is there a big love life thing going on?
I don't know. I would like there to be, but...
Okay. See, I get that coming up as well.
But I don't have a partner in mind. It's
okay.
Just...
Okay, yeah. So, but I get a big change in your status, love life wise. So, if you call yourself single now. I'm obviously, that would be the opposite of that, is what that looks like to me. And I would say by October, you kind of know what I'm talking about. You got something very interesting happening romantically by October.
Cool.
Yeah, and some big developments in your love life, too. So lots of exciting things going on. It'd be fun to sit down with you for some time, you know what I mean? If we could get to the bottom of all that.
Awesome, yeah. Well, thank you so much for that, Janine.
Yeah.
If you want to get on the air and ask Janine a question, as you can hear, she has been discussing, you know, home situation, career, relationships, just about any kind of question you have. If you have a specific question that you'd like to know about, give us a call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you'd like to get in touch with Janine, you can find her online. Her website is tarotbyjanine.com. Every word is separated by a hyphen, and her first name is spelled JANINE.com, tarotbyjanine.com. And I will also, if there's not already a link up on my website, spiritualshow.com, I will put one up when I put this episode on the podcast page. So you look on spiritualshow.com, past episodes, and I'll put a link up to tarotbyjanine.com as well. So again, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. It's time for a break now, so we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org. Go for band, thunder, sing.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we are speaking with Janine from tarotbyjanine.com, and she is the tarot card reader who was mentioned in Paul Elder's book, Eyes of an Angel, because he was so amazed by the accuracy of her tarot card reading. So if you would like to get on the air, the number is 604-822-2487. Janine, we do have a caller on the line. Are you ready to take another one?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Hi, caller.
Hi. I'm going on a trip in early May, and I've been planning it kind of for a long time, but there are a lot of things that I could do during my trip, and I'm having trouble deciding which things to do and how to do them, so I'm kind of wondering how that trip's going to go. It'll go from May till the middle of August. And is that specific enough?
Yep. I'm looking here. Let's see. Now, was that something you didn't, or even still, do you feel like you didn't save enough money for what you
some of
your plans are?
I kind of feel a little bit like I may have not saved enough money.
Like you're winging it a little?
I am winging it a bit.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and when did you say you were coming back?
The middle of August.
Okay, I'm getting maybe slightly later. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, is it a set ticket?
It's pretty, I could change it pretty easily.
Yeah, I almost get, it'll be October, but, or there'll be a chance to stay till October or a reason why you might want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there's a number of places you're going. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like just one. Feels like you're going a little, like, hopping around a bit
mm-hmm.
here. Okay. I do get there's one really hot country that's quite exotic that you need to be really careful in that leg of the trip. Where's that? Is there an Asian country?
No.
Okay. What's your hottest destination?
There was a part of the leg of the trip might be in Spain.
Okay. I just get the warmest, the sun's really warm here, and it's just really different from, say, Canada. Let's say that, so it's exotic. The most exotic leg of the trip. There's just a needing to be really careful about someone you end up chumming around with.
Okay.
Okay, and the person you're chumming around, I just have a feeling that they're just a little shady.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're a traveler themselves.
Okay.
And so they kind of hook up with you, and but I don't know, I don't trust them. So just be leery of people sort of coming on board onto your trip a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of maybe using you financially a little bit, something like that, because you're not going to have the resources to be sharing. You need to be, you know, you're going to have enough, and it goes well that way, but you'll just have enough, so you can't really be losing any, getting it stolen like that.
Okay.
So don't put all your trust in, like, try to keep eyes wide open with people and feel intuitively how do you feel about them. And stay aware and don't get really inebriated with new people you don't know, things like that. You know, just safe, smart things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. Now, it does look like this trip changes you on an emotional or psychological level somehow. And like, that might sound a little scary, but most trips do that for people anyway. But it almost feels like a vision quest somehow. Do you have any of that? Like, does that feel like something you'd be open to, like spiritually awakening on a trip like this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of looking to do a bit of, I would like to encounter a kind of different career while I'm there, like, if that's possible. So,
yeah, because you come back really changed, and your ideas about things have really opened up and changed, so that seems like you will get in touch with and maybe even let go of a lot of things that you're going to come back saying, okay, that's not going to work. My focus is a little more accurate now. So you come back, I think, a little more focused in how you'd like to proceed with the rest of your life kind of thing. So that, to me, that's a worthy trip right there.
Mm-hmm.
I do get a lot of changes. So try not to hammer your trip down day by day. Like, try to stay open to unexpected sort of, oh, we're going here now. Try not to stay too close to a really set agenda, because your agenda is going to get all thrown off.
Okay.
Okay, and just have a sense of humor with that and go with it, because I feel like that'll actually, in retrospect, you'll see that was, really how it was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But just being leery of new people kind of coming in on your trip.
Okay.
Like if they're wanting to borrow money or stay with you and not pay into the hotel or whatever, that red flag.
Okay.
Okay, unless they're adding to your fun and finances and or at least equal and on having their own, that maybe they're not who you want to hang out with, because I get a user around, but just in that hottest country there, so just being aware of that. But other than that, it looks to me like it's a very worthy and exciting trip with a lot of unexpected little quirks, but nothing too nothing that you can't handle.
Okay thank you very much.
Have fun. Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling in. That was awesome. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. We just have a few minutes left in the show. So, Janine, I'm wondering, what is the best way for people to contact you? Is it through your website?
Yeah, it would be through my website. My website, right now I work out of a place right on 10th Street in Kensington, downtown Calgary, which is only blocks from where I was when Paul Elder came to see me. He was a wonderful man. When I first met Paul Elder, there was such a subtlety, he didn't know himself yet, but he was so just coming in, like not know that spiritual side of himself yet, but he was so getting all these signs. It was so exciting to read him. He was very easy to read, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That means you're really in touch and your soul's really in charge. Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to say that because he is a wonderful person, and just there's something about him that's so otherworldly. Have you met him in person?
I haven't met him in person, no. I've just spoken with him.
Yeah, there's something about him. Anyway, and everybody says that who meets him. There's just, he calms you. You're just like in another dimension when you're hanging out with him. Anyway, and his spirit self was so eager to talk to him, and that's why the reading came off like it did, I think. It was just blurting out my mouth. It was like he had so much to tell himself. You know, because being read is like being reflected accurately. A reader needs to learn to lose their ego, and I got a big ego, so it's not always that easy. Leave it outside the room and open up and mirror and reflect accurately someone's soul self to themselves. so their soul potential. That's what I believe a reader does. That's why we're called readers. We're going to read you beyond what your ego thinks of you. We're going to reflect you more accurately than you even might know yourself. So when you know yourself really well, it's going to sound like, okay, that makes sense because I've thought those things myself. Someone in touch with themselves will get the reading a lot quicker than someone you're reading who's really in their ego self who doesn't see those things about themselves yet. Anyway, I love my job. So I do read on 10th Street during the week and the weekends, It's on my website. When you go to my website, exactly where that is, even a photo of the place and things like that, so you can feel comfortable finding the place. And if there was any change to where I was reading, it would always be on my website. You can also go through PayPal and contact me through email, and then we arrange a phone reading.
Great. And your email address is tarotbyjanine, all one word, @gmail.com.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Well, we have a caller on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to take one last call?
Sure.
Okay. So you are on the air. Or maybe not. Hello, caller. Hello. Okay, I guess we got disconnected here. So
do you have another question, Marie?
Well, I do. I always have lots of questions, but I think there's someone who wanted to get on the air. I'm just trying to see here if we can get them.
Your address.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
There you are. You're the caller.
I am the caller.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I'm having some issues with my youngest son, and I'm just wanting to know what the best way to parent him and reach him is.
Okay. What's the birth sign of that son?
He is a Pisces.
Pisces.
He has his moon in Leo and Sagittarius rising.
Oh, boy. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You know your astrology.
A little bit.
That would be a little difficult if you think about it, because if his moon's in Leo, he's been famous in a past life, and he's used to a lot of attention, and then the Pisces is so shy and sort of otherworldly, so that we got a conflict in personality right now where his ego self, his sun self, so he's becoming a Pisces this lifetime, but his moon's in Leo, so he's coming from an energy that's so different from what he's trying to become. So right away, it's difficult because on one hand, he's really showy, but it's more internal. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, he's, you know, that Piscean. Is he one of those shyer Pisceans?
No, he's
not.
Yeah,
because all that fire
is going to
make
him.
That's
actually why I had run his chart, because his personality has so much fire.
Right, and the Sag rising. So he's probably living more in his moon and his rising. Okay, but mm-hmm. that Piscean spiritual sort of otherworldliness is going to creep up in there and maybe just wreak havoc with all that I want to be seen, heard, and out in the world, all that fire. Anyway, I'm just having a look here. Could you ask how you should deal with him? To be honest, I get you actually have given him a lot of really good foundation. Your cards are saying you need patience, believe it or not. I know that's hard. You need patience and perseverance and just keep repeating yourself and keep going over the same things you've gone over in the past, even if it seems ridiculous to you. Like keep sort of repeating and going back to a formula, because you actually have the right formula. You just need to stay really grounded for him, because sometimes he's not so grounded with all that going on. And you need to stay really like always the same. When he comes back to you, there's always the same response. So not trying out a whole bunch of different responses, because you just being solid and a secure anchor in his life, even if you don't always feel that way, come across, fake it, you know what I mean? And always have the same kind of deep underlying understanding of this fellow, he will find comfort in that and come back to that. He has a really good foundation, so you must have did something right here in the earlier years. Don't worry so much about what's going on. I get in the very big picture, he really, really does come into himself in a wonderful way. You're going to be really proud.
Well, good.
Yeah. Now, is he, how old is he? Because it looks to me like he might be going away to school himself at some point.
Well, he's only 12.
Oh, he's only 12. Okay, so I'm going way ahead here. Because I actually get he ends up studying somewhere and travels to do that. He spends 3 years in some school that's not at home. Abroad, I guess. He's going to go school abroad somewhere eventually. But he's only 12 now. Okay, yeah, just keep being that anchor. Do you feel like you have that? Do you have that kind of anchoring kind of personality? What's your birth sign?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, you're a Leo. Wow. What's your moon?
My moon is in Capricorn.
Oh, yeah, you
I
got an
Aries
anchor, girl.
Rising.
Capricorn's really solid. Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe come into that Capricorn-y and always stay solid with your opinion, repeat the same thing, stay with the same. Do you know what I mean? Instead of jumping around.
Well, I do, but I do
approaches.
Feel like a broken record with them.
Yeah,
and
you know what? That will be your best approach. I know that sounds funny, but I can see that that would be your best approach. Just always stay with the program because he'll come back to that and find comfort there. Just stay
well,
with
good.
It. Yeah. Now, is this fellow, is he into drama?
I'm sorry, is into what?
Drama.
I don't know what that is.
Drama,
like dramatic.
Oh, being dramatic?
Yes, he is very dramatic.
Could he take acting lessons or something? Would he be interested in that?
Well, you know, I've actually been trying to get him involved in some activities, and I've actually suggested being involved in a play before, and he's just too cool to be involved in any activities right now.
He'll get over that.
Okay.
He'll get over that. Yeah, he'll get more comfortable with it. This is a really awkward stage.
Uh-huh.
It's all the self-esteem's just really developing right now. Just patience again. Don't stress and worry. Trust him ultimately that he'll come back to the wonderful understanding of life you've already given him. I really get you've given him a good foundation, so trust your parenting and trust he will swing back, and it may take him, there's probably about 2 years of this really kind of frustrating, awkward ego stuff. But stay in trust and always trust ultimately in what you've already given him. Because I really get he pulls out of this. He's really, there's nothing really wrong here from my cards. It's what most kids go through at his age. It's so hard to be 12. It's so hard.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This guy will excel. He does look like he really comes into himself. Even in the next 2 to 3 years, you're going to see him coming back around to a place, an even more powerful place, that you're going to be really proud of.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, excellent.
Well, keep doing you're doing.
Pardon me?
Stay positive and keep doing kind of the general approach you have is what works, is what it looks like. Even if you don't think it is, just stay solid with it. Just stay solid and always come back with the same responses so he can trust you. You know what I mean? He knows what to expect. Even if he rolls his eyes for now, eventually he'll see what you've been saying.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. That was wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
So, Janine, we have about 30 seconds left in the show. That reading went a little bit longer than I expected. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm wondering if there's anything that you would like to add.
Okay. I would like to say 2010 is going to look a lot better by the end of it, even by February of 2011, just generally for Western Canadians specifically, as far as finances go. So for your main listening audience and even into the western coastal United States, there's a really good, I just get really good things around financially, just a big swing coming, and even started already, but it might be hard to see, and just things are going to look a lot better by February of 2011 than they were looking in 2009, and not to take 2009 personally, because it was really astrologically a very difficult year, and really everybody just needed to buck up and stay focused, and not to get thrown off their game and not to get discouraged. It was like a big test, and things will really ease up. It doesn't look to me, when I look at the cards in a bigger sense, especially for Western Canada, it doesn't look as bad as it's been said to continue to be. I get a really good upswing, and even by April, May, end of May, you're going to start to see it a lot more on the West Coast. You're going to see the financial upturn, and then going into by February of next year, you're going to see that it was a really good year, and far different than 2009 was. So people to just keep a stiff upper lip and hang in there.
Oh, thank you so much, Janine. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I'd love to speak longer, but Scotty's Scenic Drive is up next. So if you want to contact Janine, it's tarotbyjanine.com. Remember, there's hyphens separating each word. You can also find a link to her site on my website, spiritualshow.com. Thank you so much, Janine. Scotty's Scenic Drive is up right now here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two!
Let's go!
These guys are really
you don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here.